8e. Exercise 1b. Page 144. Recording 1.
Hello, is there anything I can help you with?
Yes, I've got a complaint and I'd like to speak to the manager.
I am the manager. What seems to be the problem?
I came to the bookshop here on Saturday morning for the book signing.
Oh yes, the children's author Jessie Harrington was signing her latest book, Battle of the Worlds.
That's right. Well, she was supposed to be signing copies from 10:30 to 11:30. The shop was full of people and I had to wait in a huge queue. By the time it was my turn at last, she had gone, and it was only 11:15. My copy was never signed.
That's very unfortunate, sir.
Yes, but the main point is that I'd already bought the book for my nephew Tom's birthday. He's a huge fan of Jessie Harrington, and I'd promised him I'd ask her to write a special dedication for him. Now he'll be very disappointed.
I see. I'm afraid we have no further signed copies in the store, or I would gladly let you have one. I'll tell you what I can do, though.
What's that?
Since it's your nephew's birthday, please tell him to accept this audio CD of the book with the store's compliments.
That's extremely kind of you.
You're most welcome.
Recording 2.
As an introduction to this year's course on 19th century English literature, we're going to talk today about Jane Austen. The daughter of a clergyman and one of 8 children, Austen was born in 1775 in a small village in Hampshire. In her teen years, she started writing poems and short stories to amuse her family. Then, in 1801, the Austen family moved to the city of Bath. Here, Jane enjoyed dancing at balls and mixing with English upper-class society. Much of this appears in her work, as does the Navy, a career pursued by her brothers. Between 1811 and 1817, 6 full-length novels were published, perhaps the most famous of these being Pride and Prejudice. The last 2 novels, Persuasion and Northanger Abbey, appeared after her death in July 1817. There are also 2 incomplete works, The Watsons and Lady Susan, both dating from early on in her writing career. These show great promise, and we can only guess at the endings Austen had planned. Jane Austen's comments on society are as true now as they ever were. That and her humorous style place her among the truly great 19th century authors.